This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is not made a great day by the fact that the campus anti-Semites across the country have declared that today will be a day of resistance. Students for Justice in Palestine has called the terrorist attacks a historic win and urged followers to pivot away from facts when discussing the conflict with Israel. The largest network of campus anti-Israel groups is organizing a day of resistance, actually tomorrow on Thursday, to rally support for the deadly Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel, calling the murder of nearly 1,000 Israelis, including women and babies, a historic win for the Palestinian resistance. By the way, if you have sympathy to that point of view, or if you share that point of view, you can give us a call. We'll talk to you and talk to you about some of the inconvenient truths. 1-800-955-1776. Students for Justice in Palestine, the SJP, is a national group with a presence on college campuses across the country. It says it has an, quote, unshakable responsibility to answer the Palestinian terrorists' call for mass protests in the wake of their attack on Israel. Our people choose resistance over negotiated cages on our homeland, the group states, in a day of resistance toolkit. Fearlessly, our people struggle for complete liberation and return. The call for complete liberation and return is an explicit call for the elimination of Israel, which is a shared goal of the Hamas terror groups. The Students for Justice in Palestine toolkit calls the Hamas terror attacks a historic win and refers to the terrorists as martyrs. We witness a historic win for the Palestinian resistance across land, air, and sea. Our people have broken down the artificial barriers of the Zionist entity, taking with it the facade of his impenetrable settler colony and reminding each of us that total return and liberation to Palestine is near, the toolkit states. As the Palestinian student movement, we have an unshakable responsibility to join the call for mass mobilization. National liberation is near. Glory to our resistance, to our martyrs, to our steadfast people. Okay, what part of this believes in is what part of the misunderstanding, the false narrative that inspires this kind of rhetoric and this kind of idiocy on American campuses is that basically the Palestinians were all forced out of their homeland. They were all forced to move, and they were, according to these lies, they were basically replaced as the population of what later became the State of Israel. This is one of the biggest lies that leads to confusion about the actual history. And let me just share a couple of numbers with you, but they're numbers that are profoundly important. It is true that there was a very intense Jewish migration to the land of Israel, the land of our forefathers, between World War I, which ended in 1918, and World War II, which began in 1939. And during that 20 years, 1918-1939, what you saw was the Jewish population increased in Palestine by 470,000. The Arab population increased by 588,000. In other words, by more than 100,000 more. In fact, the permanent Arab population increased by 120%. Arab population between 1922 and 1947. In other words, contrary to being driven out, Palestinians were drawn in. Why? Why did so many Arabs come from Egypt and Syria and Iraq and throughout the Arab world? Why did they come to Palestine between World War I and World War II? It's not because they were forced out of where they were living. They were living in pure Arab countries. They came to what was then the British Mandate of Palestine because the arrival of hundreds of thousands of Jews created economic activity and opportunities for a better life and an improved life expectancy. The numbers that I shared with you about how since the time of the 1967 war, when Israel took control of the West Bank and East Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip and the Golan Heights, the UN figures for life expectancy for Palestinians went up by 25 years. It went up far more rapidly than life expectancy increased among Americans, Jews in Israel, or anyone else. Why? Because, frankly, Israel was building a modern civilization and an enlightened civilization. Improved living conditions played a big part of this increase in Arab population of 120% between 1922 and 1947. The life expectancy for Muslims in what was designated as the British Mandate of Palestine rose from 37 years in 1926 to 49 years in 1943. In other words, life expectancy was 37 years in 1926, and by 1943, because of the arrival of a Jewish chalutzim, a chalutz was a pioneer, and the arrival of those people caused the Muslim life expectancy to go up from 37 to 49 years in 1943. Today, of course, it's in 70 years for the Palestinians. 74 years, almost comparable to Americans. Muslim infant mortality declined from 201 per thousand in 1925 to 94,000 in 1945. So because of the building up of what later became and won recognition as the Jewish state, the infant mortality was cut in half, more than in half. So this entire story that somehow the arrival of Jewish people and the establishment of a Jewish homeland, the only Jewish country in the entire world, the idea that that should be designated as a Nakba, which is the Arabic term for catastrophe, it wasn't a catastrophe of the people who lived there. And by the way, the 20% of the Israeli population who were Arab, mostly Muslim, some Druze Arabs and others, some Christian Arabs, but the idea that the Arab population of Israel, which is 20% of the total population, they have the highest living standards in the Middle Eastern Muslim world of everywhere other than the Gulf Emirates. I mean, these things are important to understand if we're going to understand this conflict and what goes on with it. There is no other hand. A message to progressives from a leading progressive coming up.
are champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
No.
So you do see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved show, they are just reporting on NBC. They have people reporting from the Israeli city of Ashkelon, which is the largest city near the Gaza Strip. And apparently, just now, there were nine rockets, more rockets, that were fired from Gaza. So with all of the airstrikes and all of the action that has been taken so far by the Israeli Air Force, they are still insistent on firing rockets. Seven of the nine rockets were taken down by Iron Dome, the Israeli rocket missile defense system, which has been, if anything, obviously intensified. Two of the rockets landed, and one of them hit a hospital, which is horrible news. And again, you think about what the reaction is, what the motivation is of people who, in the midst of taking significant damage yourselves, and I understand Israel has been going aggressively at night most of the time, but also during the day with air attacks on Hamas targets trying to disrupt their ability to send further rockets. They obviously, there was at least one rocket launcher or one group of rocket launchers that got nine of these missiles aimed at Ashkelon. It happened. But the purpose that you're trying to achieve is what? To go after hospitals and schools? And in other words, there is a very, very real difference, and people have made this point, but it needs to be made again and again and again. It's very different to hit military targets and to try to warn civilians about the impending attacks. And by the way, there are warnings that are given to specific neighborhoods in Gaza City and throughout the Gaza Strip that suggest to people that they get out of their buildings and go to safety, because those targets are involved some of the Hamas infrastructure and they are going to be hit. But that's very different from going deliberately after civilians, from doing mass killing, spraying with machine gun fire. I think it was Brett Stevens who compared that story with the bodies piled up, 260 people killed at that music festival. Brett Stevens compared it to the outrage at Babi Yar, where 40,000 people were gunned down by Nazis and some of their collaborators. That was in 1941, in the midst of World War II, the midst of the Holocaust. And what is appalling here is the self-righteousness and indignation of people who are making every attempt to be apologists for what I believe President Biden actually was correct in describing as sheer evil. My thought is back to Lincoln's words when he said, if slavery isn't wrong, then nothing is wrong. If this isn't a war crime, what Hamas has done, then nothing is a war crime. Then the term has no meaning. That doesn't stop a guest on the Piers Morgan show in Britain. Her name is Grace Blakely, and she tried to rationalize the Hamas terror attacks by typical anti-Semitic slanders against the only Jewish nation on earth. Listen.
What do you make of this?
What I make of it is that the violence that we're seeing at the moment is, you know, put in place and encouraged by the fact that there is so little knowledge and understanding of what is going on in Palestine and the crimes that are being committed there every day. If, like me, you know people in Palestine, you know journalists working in Palestine, you know human rights organizations working there, your newsfeed every day will be full of videos of Israeli troops harming civilians, killing children often. We know that 6,400 Palestinians have been killed since 2008 by IDF forces.
Nothing justifies the scale of this. This is ISIS-level terrorism.
What you're
this
saying...
This is not just a revenge
when,
attack.
When you put to me a question like that, it's the equivalent of saying, you know, there's a man who's in a house, he's got his whole family there, another guy comes in, kicks him out of his house, locks him in the cellar, kills his family, says, you're not coming out, all of his neighbours say, oh yeah, you're right to keep him in there, and just ignore the situation. Suddenly the man comes up, busts out, says... I'm going to get rid of all of this stuff. I'm burning the house down. Lots of people die. And then the only way that you look at the situation is by saying, oh, let's condemn the man in the cellar.
In other words, what she is glorifying is the idea of the man coming out of the house and burning everything down. And the fact is that, and the description, of course, of the man who's had his house broken into and ransacked and his family killed. And her number, by the way, is completely fallacious. It's, I don't know if it's been fact-checked anywhere formally, but the claim of the 6,000 people who have been killed. There have been incidents, and every time there's an incident where there is a questionable shooting, of someone in the West Bank by Israeli troops, there is a great deal of international attention, and their investigations and often punishments and consequences if there is an Israeli soldier or border policeman and that's what they call people who work in the domestic police service, who has actually done something that is against conscience or wrong, they are followed up on, and there are consequences. And again, each one of these incidents gets so much attention, but none of them have involved hundreds of people at a time. And the only... 1994, there was a terrorist incident by a crazed Jewish criminal who came into a mosque and fired. He killed 24 Palestinians and wounded close to 100 before he was beaten to death himself. But that is somebody who is notorious, not held up as a hero or as a role model, or with apologies made in his behalf. Coming up, Lanny Davis, former White House counselor, Hamas terrorist war against Israel. There is no on the other hand. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The State Department has verified the loss of at least 22 American lives due to the recent attacks orchestrated by Hamas in Israel. An estimated 100 to 150 individuals have been held captive. President Biden has reaffirmed his unwavering dedication to Israel's security.
As I said yesterday, my commitment to Israel's security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back, and we're going to be working on this all through today and beyond.
Speaking from the White House, Biden condemned the attacks by the militant group Hamas on Israel, deeming them as unacceptable. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker. In a closed-door Republican conference meeting today, Scalise secured a narrow victory, outpacing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan with a vote of 113 to 99. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lanny Davis is a prolific author. He has been a columnist writing his Purple Nation column for more than 13 years. He has served as a special counsel to President Bill Clinton, and he was actually appointed to a privacy and civil liberties panel by George W. Bush. So that's what it means to be part of a Purple Nation and one of the leading advocates for that kind of coming together in this country that one would hope one could do on moral issues. He writes about moral issues in his most recent column under Purple Nation, a piece called Hamas's Terrorist War Against Israel, There Is No On the Other Hand. It originally appeared in Real Clear Politics. Lanny's also a dear friend for... Lanny, can you believe it? It's more than 50 years.
Do the math. I mean, we started traveling to Hartford together when we were 6 years old, if you do the math.
Something like that, yeah. Okay, your piece, you begin with a very, very compelling opening. You say, I spent the weekend and most of Monday engaging in back and forth with fellow progressive Democrats, yeah, you're one, who were trying to change the subject on the clear black and white facts about Hamas's terrorist war against Israel. I kept reminding them of four undisputable facts. Let's see if we can hit all of them. What's fact number one?
Well, I don't have it in front of me. You're going to have to help me.
Yeah, fact number one is that Hamas openly declares it hates Jews. It is an openly bigoted anti-Semitic organization. If Hamas isn't anti-Semitic, then no one is. They're as anti-Semitic as the Nazis.
Well, some people cloak anti-Semitism by saying they're against the state of Israel and they're pro-Palestinian state, and they try to hide the fact that they just plain out hate Jews as a race, as a religion, as an ethnic group, whatever causes bigotry. What Hamas does is put it in its public charter. We hate Jews. It doesn't say we hate Israel. It says we hate Jews, and it actually quotes from almost, you'd think it'd be a joke if it weren't so tragic, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, written by complete lunatics and didn't expect anyone to actually take them literally, about the anti-Semitic, anti-Jew conspiracy running the world. And Hamas still thinks it's serious and real, and they quote it in their charter.
And you bring up fact number two, which is so crucially important. The Hamas invasion is not about supporting an independent Palestinian state, because Hamas denies Israel's right to exist.
And the two-state solution.
No, right. How can you have a two-state solution if you have one Palestine and then another Palestine?
The number of people who are in the denialism world of always trying to say something anti-Israel without admitting that they're anti-Israel say, oh, but they've been denied a Palestinian state. That's what drove Hamas to do what it did. Excuse me. That is not the case. Hamas doesn't want a two-state solution. That has nothing to do with whether Israel is a state or whether there should be a Palestinian state. So you just change the subject. So that's the reason everybody needs to understand this is not about a two-state solution, and all the nonsense from 30 Harvard fact-denying groups in Cambridge. By the way, Michael, I submitted my column, so this goes out on your program. I would love to have it go out all over as a Yale graduate. So I sent to the Harvard Crimson my column, saying in light of what's going on at Harvard, I thought you might want to publish this column. I got back a statement from someone who was from the Harvard Crimson saying, well, we don't republish what other people published. If it weren't the Harvard Crimson, I would be shocked. But since I'm a Yale Daily News alumnus, I would say it figures.
You were chairman of the Yale Daily News.
Yes. And seriously, can you imagine how shameful that an editor of a major college newspaper like the Harvard Crimson would actually hide behind the excuse? It has nothing to do with the 30 Harvard organizations that denounced Israel for provoking Hamas or whatever nonsense, changing the subject about Hamas being a murdering terrorist organization, which is why I wrote my column.
Okay, your column is called Purple Nation, and you have a lot of good friends who are conservatives and Republicans, and a lot of good friends who are progressive Democrats like you. Why is this moral clarity, which should be so obvious here? The president was forceful in making it obvious. Why are there so many progressives who don't see the truth of the situation?
Well, one of the tragedies of the liberal movement, and I define liberal as Franklin Roosevelt all the way through Lyndon Johnson and Barack Obama, about using government to help people, but doesn't always have to be 100% about government. It should be also about private sector and private enterprise, which is why I say purple, because there are good mixtures of conservatives and liberals. But this is one of those areas, Michael, about Israel that has always stumped me. If you look at polling data and you start with, let's say, the right side of the spectrum is a way of measuring Israel, positive or negative, and then you move leftward. It is maybe the last 10 or 20 years I've looked at the data and constantly been befuddled and upset by it. The more leftward you go, the more anti-Israel you go in the last two decades. Why? Israel is a liberal democracy with liberal values. On most issues, you judge liberal versus conservative, you'd say the heart of democracy is Israel. Even if you disagree with Netanyahu, that's political disagreement. There's still a democracy. Why, the more you move left, do you become more anti-Israel? It's sickening, because it means that liberals are just as in fantasy land, conspiracy theories, and fact-denying that we claim that the Trump side of the spectrum is. and that's
so. Why do you think there is that problem? And you're right. I mean, Israel has a very, very vibrant democracy. It certainly does with their 12 different parties, literally, represented right. in the Knesset, and they're now forming a new national unity government that's going to include Yair Lapid and Benny Gantz and people from the center and the left and all over the map. Why do you hear people like, has anyone who's prominent on the hard left, has Cornel West said anything to speak up for Israel at this moment of crisis?
I don't know. I find Cornel West to be very alienating in the way he speaks and the word he uses. He has a right to his opinion, but he always seems to alienate in the way he expresses himself. So I don't know where he stands on Israel. I don't know why liberals or people on who are the left of liberal and call themselves more radical words. I don't understand how they can mesh that with the values of Israel and the democratic principles, civil liberties principles.
Can I give you my one assumption
please.
Is this, is that there are a lot of people on the left who uphold the standard of moral relativism, is that there is nothing like pure good and pure evil, pure right and pure wrong in a conflict. It's one of the reasons that people, it seems to me, don't support the defense of Ukraine against a totally brutal and sadistic invasion that was also characterized by shameless war crimes. You and I haven't talked about this, but I know that you are proud of this administration for standing on the side of right regarding Israel and Ukraine. Lanny Davis's column is posted on our website. See, we're better than the Harvard Crimson. We can continue with Lanny. I've just been informed. Lanny, appreciate your time. We'll be right back. 1-800-955-1776 to get in the conversation.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hardly makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved Show, four facts presented very clearly. They are indisputable facts, as my friend Lanny Davis proclaims them in his must-read column that originally appeared in Real Clear Politics about the Hamas terrorist war against Israel and the Jewish people. Fact three and fact four, which we haven't covered yet. Fact three is that Hamas doesn't care about an independent, democratic Gaza for the well-being or social justice of Gazans. To the contrary, since Gaza threw out the official government of the Palestinian Authority, it is not invested in food, education, or jobs. Instead, it has used millions of dollars from Iran to build bombs and rockets to be aimed at Israeli civilians, and has lined its own pockets with 15% of substantial funds from Qatar aimed at the poor. And then you mentioned, Lenny, fact four, that Hamas is and continues to be a terrorist organization and isn't ashamed of it. That's the amazing thing about this moment in history, is Hamas and the apologists for Hamas are proud of what they proclaim as a great, great victory in being able to murder nearly 1,000 Israelis.
Just to address the people on my side of the aisle, I mentioned 30 groups at Harvard, but it's happening in other places, and I'm getting some of those hateful emails. Just to be 100% clear, Hamas brags about being a terrorist organization. It brags about the money that it spent on terrorism rather than the people of Gaza. I'm not making this up. I'm quoting Hamas. And the other thing that I hope your audience understands is the absence of the word intentional when you hear the false equivalence. Again, it's happening more on the left. The false equivalence that, well, Israel kills civilians when it sends its bombers into Gaza. Excuse me, you left out a word. It's called intentional. Why would you leave out the word intentional unless you're intellectually dishonest? There's a difference between intentionally killing civilians and unintentionally killing civilians. And, of course, Israel gives warning before it sends its bombers in to kill Hamas because there's shooting from hospitals and schools, which is a war crime. But it's not intentional. Hamas brags that it aims its rockets, not at military bases, at civilians. And so what happened in the last 3 days was an intentional killing of civilians, beheading babies. They wanted everybody to see and know that. So where is the false equivalence other than pure intellectual dishonesty, immoral, what other, what people say is whataboutism, to try to do false equivalence? You know what I mean.
No, I think everybody hearing you knows what you mean. Apparently, in addition to the beheading of babies, and it's even hurtful to say it, but it's the reality. And in addition to the beheading of babies, there's now indications that among the hostages, there are an undetermined number of American hostages who have been taken. There are some very young hostages below the age of 2. And the horror of this and the attempt to defend it or to rationalize it or to blame someone else, that was the worst part about that Harvard letter that the 30 organizations signed, was that it said that Israel is responsible for the violence. And when you've just been the victim of unspeakable violence, we thought the world was past that. Wouldn't you hope?
I want to be sure that we both mentioned, because you already have, that one of the first voices condemning Hamas was President Zelensky. And I do ask my conservative friends, and you're one of them, why the anger towards the political right in the Congress supporting Vladimir Putin and Trump and opposing aid to Ukraine? Forget about the mad people, totally lunatic people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's just mentally imbalanced, in my humble opinion. There are
she warned us against Jewish space lasers. Remember the cold,
yeah,
the wildfires.
But there are rational people in the Republican House caucus who will not allow any aid to Ukraine. We're not asking for any U.S. soldiers. They want to fight for themselves. So the immorality, and we see what Ukraine has immediately done to step up to defend Israel, it is on just where are we as a country that we have any understanding, comprehension of people opposing aid to the brave Ukrainian people defending themselves against this murdering thug war criminal, Vladimir Putin.
If I can add to what you're saying, which is so very important, I've been struck by the fact that President Biden has dispatched a magnificent aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, to the Eastern Mediterranean, and then he's dispatched the Dwight Eisenhower, another aircraft carrier named after two great Republican presidents. Just to think of what Ronald Reagan or Gerald Ford or Dwight Eisenhower, or for that matter John Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson, would think of standing aside when the evil empire tries to crush the independence of Ukraine. By the way, this breaking news that Vladimir Zelensky wants to visit Israel in a show of solidarity with the country amid the fighting in Gaza. Why it matters, Axios says, a visit by Zelensky would boost international support for Israel's counteroffensive against Hamas in Gaza. Behind the scenes, Zelensky's office sent an official request to the Israeli Prime Minister's office asking to coordinate a visit, the Ukrainian and Israeli officials said. So there are people, obviously, in Kyiv who are in agreement with you, Lanny.
The bravery of the Israelis who have just been called up in the reserves, and I know you mentioned some family.
Close family, my brother's sons.
And the bravery of the Ukrainians, literally reminding me of the Hungarians in the 50s fighting Soviet Union tanks with stones, and seeing what the Ukrainians are doing and their losses now to have their president expose himself to serious danger by going to Israel. And in a way, it gives you heart on the basic decency of humanity that we have such people. But then we look at the Freedom Caucus of the House of Representatives opposing all Ukrainian aid and wanting the country to be defaulted because they don't want to send any money to Ukraine. We live in very, very scary times, that there's a large segment of the American people who agree with that. And that's what is the big challenge, is to get to the bottom of certainly people in the rural areas of our country, mostly white working class, non-college degree people, according to the polls, are possessed with Donald Trump. And why is that? And how can we get them back? If they come from decent families and probably go to decent churches and synagogues and mosques, and yet they end up being indecent in their support of this inhumanity of not defending the Ukraine, and now on the left side of the spectrum, so if people don't think it's just about Trump, are the disgusting folks supporting or defending Hamas on the left of my party.
We are going to be talking about some of the lies behind the excuses for being apologetic for, well, and you can add Putin to that too, because there are Putin apologists. There is a sympathetic caucus, at least, and it's not by any means the majority of people who support President Trump. It's not by any means a majority of people who are Republicans in the House of Representatives. I mean, one of the things about supporting Ukraine, and Steve Scalise has even said this, who it looks like is going to be the new speaker, that the majority of Republicans, the overwhelming majority of Democrats, support Israel, they support Ukraine, they support the cause of freedom and of America as a continued light to the nations, because we remain, after all, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.